This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Matthew Moore, and with me here across the desk is Kyle Kellums. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Matthew.
Kyle, we are here for a very important new segment that we're trying out on Ozarks at Large. We're calling it Two Things.
Right. And look, in this age of so many opportunities to watch, read, and experience, it can be overwhelming. What do I watch? What do I eat? Where do I go? So we're going to ask people who work here and people who work outside of this building for suggestions.
Absolutely. And what better person to start with first than our own Kyle Kellums?
Because I always have suggestions.
That's absolutely true. So let's lay a little bit of groundwork around what we mean by two things. The concept of this comes from the idea that nearly every morning I walk into your office and I have two things that I want to tell you. One thing is usually work-related, one thing is not.
Right.
And I come in every day and I say two things, and then it usually transgresses into about seven or eight things.
Oh, no, no. Give yourself a break. It's usually three or four.
Okay, that's fair. So the idea of this is we want to offer our listeners two things, at least, that you were excited about.
Yes.
Those can be new music, old music, films, entertainment, a new path to walk the dog on,
a restaurant dish, a film to stream, anything that would, you know, occupy your mind.
Absolutely. And so, Kyle.
Yes.
You have more than two things for me today.
I do have. I do have. These are things that I am excited about at this very moment. And one is starting later tonight. It's what we call in the United States team handball at the Summer Games, which most of the rest of the world just calls handball. And it is a sport that should be wildly popular in the United States. Imagine if basketball and soccer got together and created a game. It's inside. It's on a court. There is a goal with a goalkeeper. You can pick the ball up. You can dribble it. You can run with it. It's high scoring. There's some contact, and it's exciting as can be.
Why would we call it team handball and other places call it handball? Is there individual handball?
Well, in the United States, there's the sport handball that is sort of racquetball without a racket that you play on a court against a wall, and you actually smack a black little rubber ball against your hand. So that's what we call handball. This handball is a team sport with seven players on each side.
Are Americans any good at team handball?
To my knowledge, the only time we've ever been invited or qualified for the Summer Olympics, the Atlanta Games, when they decided that host countries should have a team. You know, the training center is in Alabama. There is a very dedicated Facebook group, of which I'm a member of, that we think that someday the U.S. could be very good at it. We've come up with our own dream handball teams. LeBron would be on it. He'd be amazing. But no, Americans are not only not traditionally good at it, traditionally not interested in it.
Hmm. The real question is, who are you cheering for?
Ah, great question, because much like international soccer, international handball competitions have those same teams that rise to the top. Finland, I mean, not necessarily the same in both sports, but every year, you know, Germany's going to be good, Norway's going to be good, Spain. So I root for the North American or African teams that make it, and hopefully they will advance. But almost every year, it's one of the European teams that take it the most seriously that win. So I'm looking forward to that starting tonight, and there's a special handball channel if you have the NBC package for the Olympics. During the pandemic, my wife, Laura, and I started picking up one situation comedy at a time that we'd watch one episode per night. We watched The Office, Parks and Recreation, New Girl, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Right now, we're in the middle of Community, which was on NBC for five seasons, then one more season on Yahoo when they were doing original programming. Maybe they still are. No one knows. I love Community. It was created by Dan Harmon, and it's about seven community college students and a few of the people they know, and what it's like to be at a community college in this fictional town of Greendale, Colorado. It's weird, it's meta, but it's ultimately so sweet.
Where would you put it on the scale of sitcoms when we think of, you know, on one end we may think of like The Big Bang Theory, on the other end we think of, I can't even think of something on the opposite end, but
you know, it's far from The Big Bang Theory. I mean, you know, it's single camera, no laugh track. And I can't stress just how different it is, especially considering that it was on network television, you know, in what, the teens, the 2000 teens. The closest relative it would have, I think, in broadcast would be Arrested Development. But it's got a sense of Parks and Recreation and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Good Place in that the characters, while flawed, ultimately care for each other.
Okay, Kyle, your third thing.
All right, and this is a local thing that I just experienced for the first time last weekend, and it's the monthly gathering called Beer and Hymns. It's a band that gets together, and it's they have a theme every month, and it's a sing-along, though you don't have to sing, and it lives up to its name. It's beer, because I went at the Tawnytown Winery, and they had beer for sale there. Often it's in Bentonville at Bike Rack Brewing, and they have beer there. And like this month's theme is Stars and Stripes because it's July. They're hymns. They played How Great Thou Art. Hank Williams, I don't know if you'd call this a hymn, but I Saw the Light. But it's also songs, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Those are both definitely hymns.
Well, I think you could call it beer, hymns, and anthems.
Mm.
But, you know, they played Lift Up Every Voice, the
African-American National
right,
Anthem.
Thank you. And it is just a great gathering of people, and it's no pressure, and it's just a really good time. They did Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and the crowd kind of got into that. They did Will the Saints Go Marching In. They're a well-tuned, tight band, and it's about good time and community, and I would suggest going in the near future.
So what happens if you don't know the words?
Oh, they have a song sheet.
Oh, great.
And you know the order they're going to go in. They've already determined that. It's not like a request. And again, you can sing along if you want. You can sing along if you don't want. But you can enjoy great music and fellowship.
I remember when I was really small, my parents went and saw the Eagles on the Hell Freezes Over tour. And,
oh, God.
And my dad got really mad at my mom at the concert the entire time because she insisted on singing along
well,
to every song.
Your dad kind of has a point because, you know, when you go to a concert and you've paid good money to see it, you kind of want to hear Glenn Frey or whomever sing. This is intended to be a sing-along. You can sing as loud or as softly as you want. It's like being in church, right? You don't have to sing in church, I don't think.
No, it's not
okay.
A requirement.
All right, very good.
It's strongly suggested.
Yes. Well, this is offered. It's even gentler than that.
Right. So if you're my mom and you're looking to go to a concert where you can actually be encouraged to sing along,
she should go to Beer and Hymns.
Absolutely.
Handball, community, Beer and Hymns. Those are my two things.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle.